On August 4, 1883, local inventor Magnus Volk presented the people of Brighton with his latest creation, an electric railway. It operated over a quarter of a mile of line, extending from a site on the seashore opposite the aquarium to the Chain Pier.
If one went in the Kemptown direction, what better than a ride on the Volk's electric railway? Magnus Volk was the first man to have electricity in his house in Brighton. He tried to sell the idea to Brighton Corporation, but they were not at all interested. The Volk's railway train used to cross over this crowded beach, going over our heads because the beach was then lower. Sometimes my brother used to throw stones up and try to hit the wheels of the train. I used to worry in case one of these pebbles hit the train and then made it topple over onto us sitting underneath. Of course, it never did.
In 1896, Volk built the unusual Brighton and Rottingdean Seashore Electric Railway. Officially called the Pioneer, but known as Daddy Longlegs, it ran along a track in the surf from Banjo Groin to Rottingdean. However, due to problems with the construction of the lengthened groins to the east of Paston Place, this closed in 1901 and Volk's original electric railway was extended to Black Rock. Some of the concrete sleepers that the Daddy Longlegs ran on can still be viewed on the beach at low tide. Continue east to the Madeira Drive lift at Concord 2.